Listening to the voice of Montgomery County High School Basketball, 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com. Tonight's game is sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, MSU Foundation, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Windsor Care Center. Stay tuned, tip-off is minutes away on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.
And a good Monday evening to you as we've had a beautiful day today outside. We've got basketball here inside. I'm Joel Bennett. I'm at Bourbon County High School as we are ready to bring you the girls' 10th region basketball tournament. This girls' tournament, again, the stakes can't be higher. You've got to win in order to advance. And right now, George Rogers Clark Cardinal girls looking to defend their regional title. They roll into this ball game 27-4. They'll be playing the Scott High School Lady Eagles. Scott High School up there in Taylor Mill, Kentucky. You may be familiar, Northern Kentucky area. GRC doesn't play them all that often, but they are a regional opponent. They come in here with that 17-13 record under the direction of second-year coach Eric Pouncey. So they're coming out of the 37th district. They are the runner-up. Campbell County took them out in the district championship final, 37-47. Actually Scott High School was able to avenge a loss earlier in the season to Bishop Brossard High School in order to get into this regional tournament at Bourbon County. When you look at this Scott High School team, they were really struggling. They had lost three in a row before the district tournament. They had lost five out of six. The only game they won was against Bourbon County mid-February, but they had lost five out of their last six ball games. But Coach Pouncey got them straightened out, and they avenged an earlier season loss to Bishop Brossard to get here at this 10th region tournament. Good crowd on hand, people and fans still filtering in as we get ready for this basketball action. GRC, they are the reigning region champs. They have right now two in a row, and they have won six of the last seven. But you got to keep winning in order to claim that title. We are 11 and a half minutes away from tip-off. Both teams out on the floor going through a shoot-around. We're at Bourbon County High School. And again, George Roger Clark girls taking on Scott High School. We'll step aside for a two-minute break. When I come back, I've got more pregame. We'll talk about both teams after these messages.
Every sandwich has bread. Every burger has a bun. But these warm, golden, smooth steam buns, these are special. Reserved for the very best. The Filet-O-Fish and you.
Right now, get two crispy Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $6, but only for a limited time at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Single item at regular price cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Tired of all those trips to the pharmacy? With Whitaker Pharmacy's MedSync program, they'll simplify things for you. You'll pick up all your prescriptions once a month. Those who use the program are less likely to miss a dose of their medication. And when you transfer your prescriptions to Whitaker Pharmacy, you'll get a free MedSync pill box. 9-6 weekdays and 9-2 on Saturday. Phone 498-3141. Terms and conditions apply. Whitaker Pharmacy on the Mount Sterling Bypass next to People's Exchange Bank.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area, locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
Basketball coming your way. Girls 10th region tournament played here at Bourbon County. We get it started off tonight with the George Rogers Clark Cardinal girls team taking on Scott High School. The GRC Cardinal girls will all season, and this started back in late November, and now here you're playing for what your goal was when you began the year. You want to get to this region tournament. Coach Robbie Graham right here on the sideline watching his team go through a shoot around. Coach Graham, he will tell you that they play hard in the regular season. They schedule difficult. They play a very tough regular season schedule in order to have that dress rehearsal ready for the big play. His one goal is to be the number one seed in the district. They did that. The next is to capture a game in a district tournament. He did that. They want the district championship. They've done that. So now here they arrive at Bourbon County to take Scott High School. Coach Graham is guiding the third winningest program in the entire state of Kentucky in girls high school basketball, trailing only Marshall County and Sacred Heart. The George Rogers Clark Cardinal girls, again, very, very strong and competitive. They have 16 regional titles, six of the last seven. They have won seven of the past 10 10th region tournaments in girls action. Looking at Scott High School, they come in here again. They are the district runners-up up there in the 37th district tournament. Second-year head coach, Eric Pouncey, Jr., his overall record in the 2 years of coaching, 33-29. He has had back-to-back district runner-up teams. As far as regional tournament, his record is 1-1. GRC won last season, 75-46. That ended Scott High School season. These teams don't play all that often, but Coach Graham has a little history with them. GRC 10-3 versus Scott High School under Coach Graham. Coach Graham in 10th region tournaments against Scott High School. He owns a 3-0 record against these Lady Eagles. So right now, Coach Graham going out there to talk to his team as we're going through a shoot-around. GRC comes in again with a record of 27-4. Scott High School, their record at 17-3. I mentioned Scott comes in. They have district runner-up, actually winning. They went into the district tournament. They had lost three in a row before picking up a win. They had lost five of their six before going into the district tournament. GRC had a tough loss to Ashland Blazer up on the road in late February, but they have won two games since. And the Cardinal girls team, they have won four of their last ball games. This is a team that likes to get it up and push it down the floor. Sadly, we don't have the services, GRC doesn't, of Sierra Byers. She is here on the floor with her teammates. Her leg, right leg, she had a knee injury. It is in a brace, and she is on crutches taking her physical therapy. And we just wish all the best on a speedy and a full recovery for Sierra. She would love to be out there, and she would be a difference maker on any team, especially this GRC girls team. Picking up the load where she has dropped off, the rebounding has been picked up by Kanaya Jones, who comes into this game. Four of her last five games, she has had double digits in rebounding. And the scoring part of it, well, Kennedy Stamper has picked up the load. Stamper coming off a 25-point district championship game. Stamper got eight rebounds in that contest as well. Look for Jalen Green. She's a lefty. She's a junior. She has emerged as one of the top scorers for the Cardinal girls team as well. And then also you're going to have T. Yeast, who draws a tough defense assignment for the Cardinal girls team, and she'll play all over the floor for this GRC team. They do have one senior, McKeely Tabor. I do expect her to start. She has expanded her game beyond more than just an on-ball defender. She has worked on making her game complete. Anaya Chestnut may round out the starting five. She is the best three-point shooter, as she has taken the most attempts. She can be very, very streaky. She gets hot. She's got the green light. She's got very good decision-making on when to pull that trigger. Scott High School, they come in. They don't score quite at the pace GRC does. They've got two players and a lot of balance. They've got three players nearly in double figures. They're led by Kaya Peterson at 10.5 points per game. They also have Nakaya Maya. She has almost 10 a game, and then 9 points a game, Noelle Price. So they've got a lot of balance as far as their scoring load goes. A team that really, their shooting percentage won't jump out at you. 38% from the floor overall, 31% from three-point range, 58% at the free throw line. So what this tells me, and I'm joined by Bobby Baldwin here, what this tells me, if you're winning 17 games and you're a district runner-up and your shooting isn't all that sparkling, they must really get after you defensively and really try to create some turnovers.
I think you got it nailed right on the head here, and this ought to be a very, very entertaining game. It's a new season, but now it's single elimination, so both teams, I'm sure, are geared and ready to go.
You know, you think, Bobby, Scott High School, this is second year head coach. How many teams have we had with that? Coach and second-year head coach Pouncey. His season was ended last year against GRC. Little extra incentive to come out and say, hey, we're going to try to give it back.
Well, they're going to do it, but the way I look at it, it's GRC's game to take control of early on, and we'll just see if Scott's Lady Eagles have enough gas in the tank, so to speak, to be able to match the intensity that you and I both know Coach Graham's going to impart here early on.
Well, the Cardinal girls team, again, 6 of the last 7 region titles owned by GRC, so they are strong. They've won 7 of the past 10 as well. Both teams headed to their sideline. We are going to take a one-minute break. We'll take a one-minute break. More to come right here on your Gateway Sports Station after 1.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, Superintendent of Montgomery County Schools, giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
Joel Bed here, Bobby Baldwin with me. We get ready for basketball action. George Rogers Clark, Cardinal girls taking on Scott High School, the Lady Eagles. Lady Eagles 17-3 overall, 5-2 in the 10th region in their district. They went 2-2. The Cardinal girls 27-4 overall, 8-0 in region play. Therefore, they were undefeated in district competition as well. Cardinal girls coming in here again. They are the reigning region champs. You're going to get bonus coverage. We got both games covered. The second part of this opening round, it'll be Nicholas County taking on Mason County, but we're going to bring you this one right here. This is the one that every school, again, the sense of urgency and the stakes are high. You've got to win one to continue to advance and to play on. This beautiful gym and the pep bands grow in silence, so we're going to step aside for a two-minute break. When we come back, we'll have starting lineups, opening tip-off, game action, 10th Region Tournament, Bourbon County High School, back in 2 minutes.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future?
Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement, you want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
BMC Contracting, LLC has been serving the construction industry for over three decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to ensure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Morehen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Morehead History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmorehead.com.
Let's go to the public address for tonight's starter.
At guard, a senior, number two, Madeline Spencer. At guard, a junior, number four, Ariana Patterson. At guard, a junior, number 12, Jayla Sanders. And at forward, a freshman, number 25, Courtney Peterson. The Lady Eagles are coached by Eric Pouncey, Jr. And now for your home team on the scoreboard, the George Rogers Park Lady Cardinals. At guard, a freshman, number zero, Kennedy Stamper. At guard, a sophomore, number two, T. Yeast. At forward, junior, number 10, Kanaya Jones. At guard, a senior, number 24, Makili Tabor. At a guard, a sophomore, number 25, Anaya Chestnut. The Lady Cardinals are coached by Robbie Graham.
There are your starters here in the 10th region, opening game, opening round at Scott High School. They are the visitors wearing the blue uniforms, trimmed in gray and white. They go by the Lady Eagles as GRC Cardinal Girls, the reigning 10th region champs, looking to defend the title. They are the home team wearing white uniforms, red numbers. Coach Pouncey walking the sideline. Bobby, their leading scorer doesn't start. That's a little unusual, but GRC has had that before when they had Jaylen Green
coming
off the bench.
And yet she averages just over 10 points a game, but they've got three or four players right there near 10 points a game. So maybe coming in off the bench is a little bit like UK with its explosive players.
That's true. That's so true. Get ready to jump it up. T. Yeast controls the tip. Jones over to Stamper. 15-footer. Good. Right off the bat. Kennedy Stamper left wing.
Got it on the wing for the deuce, and here's the pressure.
Throwing in front court, and there's a steal by Kanaya Jones. Over to Stamper. Finds T. Yeast. Launches a three. Good. Left wing. Two shots. 5-0 lead.
40 seconds in. Cards up 5-0.
Pressure in the backcourt. Patterson throws a pass. Stamper got a steal. Stamper feeds Tabor. Tabor got tied up in a double team. Price ran her right in there into Patterson. And McKeely Tabor will go to the free throw line for GRC. The lone senior on the ball club. Bobby, we've watched her grow. She has developed from just an on-ball defender to being a good range, mid-range shooter and more complete game.
Just flat developed her game. You're exactly right, and gets that free throw. So we played 30 seconds, and the Cards looking pretty strong offensively.
Tabor, a 69% free throw shooter, the lone senior on this team. Shot up, and that's good, and that will allow GRC to set their press, I would imagine. Yes, here it is. Patterson will inbound. Price gets open. Puts it on the floor, behind the back dribble. Stamper gives her room. Price in the front court throws it on the baseline. Spencer driving. Got down there. She ran out of room, and they're going to say last touch by McKeely Tabor.
She drove herself right into some trouble deep under the backboard, but got the call.
Sanders throws it out on top. Price behind the back dribble. Anaya Chestnut on her there. Man-to-man by GRC. Playing down on the blocks is Peterson. She's calling for it. Instead, they go left wing to Patterson. Patterson offered a screen, but Tabor got a steal. McKeely on a run out. Puts it up and draws the foul. She didn't have the numbers, but she forced the issue and picked up the foul against Patterson.
Shoot, I tell you what, stole the ball between center court and the arc and took it strong between two players and drew the foul.
We played almost a minute. And Tabor misses a free throw. She had made her first two. It's 7-0 for George Rogers Clark Cardinal girls. Scott has yet to have a shot at the basket during this first minute. They do have three turnovers, which is what GRC wants to see occur. And McKeely Tabor knocks down the second free throw. Here comes the pressure. Price back to Patterson. They go up there to Spencer. Spencer back to Patterson. Nearly traveled. Bounce pass into the front court. Run and jump. Yeast joins the double team with Stamper. They turn her loose over to Price. Stamper on Price, and they're going to get Kennedy Stamper for a hand check. I tell you what, you can get enough of Chestnut Stamper, that'll make you weary.
Well, yeah, no, we've only seen
they're pesky.
A minute and 10 seconds of it, and I believe one team's already tired of it.
Patterson got a step on Tabor, shovels it off to Spencer, didn't go anywhere, picked up a dribble, throws a pass that's picked off by Chestnut, driving. Anaya missed it at the rim. Pulling away the rebound is Price, and a foul in the backcourt, and that's going to be the second foul on Kennedy Stamper. And that's not a real good sign right there, as Coach Graham is going to send in Jaylene Green.
Still awaiting that first shot from the Lady Eagles here, who trail 8-0.
Well, Stamper's picked up two personal fouls. She'll go to the bench. Pressure in the backcourt. The first touch of the ball for Maya, who checked in. Nakia Maya has it. Goes over to Noelle Price. She's her best three-point shooter. She launched one there, didn't draw iron. Patterson got a rebound miss, hooks it over on the baseline, left side driving. The runner put up and missed, fight for the rebound out of bounds. Couple of the bigs for Coach Pouncey down there battled each other.
Yeah, they did.
They had the offside rebound.
It was theirs and theirs only, but sometimes you need two paws on it instead of four.
McKeely Tabor out of net. Miller checks in, and Miller with the ball in the backcourt, throws it near midcourt. T. Yeast gets it over to Jaylen Green, driving, bounce pass to Kanaya Jones. Lost it, got it back, put it up and in.
And Coach Pouncey says, we need to talk about this thing.
30-second timeout called by Scott High School. We have played nearly 2 minutes. Cardinal girls pitching a shutout up 10-0. Back after this brief 30-second break.
Mom, I need money. You have money. We opened a student banking account at Traditional Bank. I picked up your debit card today.
Cool, my own debit card.
Yep, now you can quit using mine. And you can talk to your boss about electronically depositing your paychecks. We'll track your spending online.
What about birthday checks from Grandma?
We can take a picture and deposit them on the mobile app. Easy.
Open a student banking account at traditionalbank.com. Get your students started on a strong financial footing.
Got my debit card, Mom. Headed to the movies.
Traditional Bank. Member FDIC.
Scott High School with a basketball and GRC with pressure on him. Patterson has it right of the circle. Pass deflected by Miller. Chased down. Yeast picks up the loose ball. Little mix up on the exchange, and Chestnut in the backcourt has it. They go to Yeast. Throw it to Green. Cardinal girls with numbers. Set Miller. Three ball. Not there. Long rebound comes out. Chestnut has it. Anaya pull up. 15-footer at the foul line off the back iron. And the rebound claim by Scott High School. Running it in the front court. Mia retreats on the dribble. Goes over to Peterson. Peterson behind the back dribble. You don't have time for that. Cards run and jump her. She got rid of it quickly to Price. The Cardinal fans applauding that defense. Yeast got a hand on it. Scott keeps possession. Maya drives baseline. Miller checked her on the right side. Ran her into Green. Who stole the ball? And then we're going to have a double dribble in the backcourt.
Went to pass it, and the player had turned away, so put her paws on it again and got called for the wall. But Lady Card's very alert defensively so far.
Scott High with the ball underneath her goal. Jalen Goodwin checks in for Jalen Green. So JG for JG out on top with it. Peterson. 5'9", a lot of dribbling. Yeast all over. Ball taken away by Jones. 2-on-1, Jones driving, shooting, scoring in transition.
Just took it strong, 12-zip, just inside 5 minutes left in the first.
Scott having some problems, to say the least. They've turned it over seven times. Peterson between the circle, left side to Price, got it to foul line, back to Peterson. She'll put up a three-point shot off the rim. Good box out by Jones. She claims that rebound miss for GRC. Off to Goodwin. Jalen Goodwin angles off to the left, comes to the middle, now hands it off to Chestnut. 4.5 to play in the opening quarter. Scott has not scored. GRC with a ball and a 12-0 lead. Kanaya Jones drives in. Checked by Patterson. Kick it out to Chestnut. Jones offers a screen. Not there. Chestnut, a lot of dribbling. Got to split the defense. Finds Jones. 15-footer. Not there. Rebound claim by Scott High School. Good box out there by a 5'11 Peterson. Throw it the length of the floor, and Scott throws up a shot as Mia put up the shot as Scott had a little bit of a three-on-three, and GRC will get the foul on Jalen Goodwin, her first, team third.
Well, we played half of a quarter almost, and let's see if Scott can get on the board.
That free throw is missed, so that still has not happened. Kylie Chestnut, Jalen Green come in for GRC. Jones and Anaya Chestnut out. Set the card five that's on the floor. Miller, Yeast, Goodwin, Green, and Kylie Chestnut. At the line, Maya.
There it is.
She puts the second free throw in. Cardinal girls with the ball and a 12-1 lead midway through this first. Give and go with Miller, not there for Green. Retreats on the dribble, now finds Miller. Attacking, spinning, up and under, bank shot, didn't go. Good individual move, got deep, couldn't finish. Rebounded by the 5'11 Peterson. They go to Noel Price, the left wing. She's her best three-point shooter. Bounce pass on the right wing, Price cuts through. Come out on top with it, Price circles around, takes it right back. They switch off with Jalen Green. Price with a step back three. Missed everything, and Chestnut with a rebound. Throw it to Green, who released. Got to the rim, put it in.
14-1, Lady Cards, 3:22 left in the first.
Five different Cardinal girls have scored in this game. Price gets it in the front court. Patterson, crossover dribble, throws up the runner. Got deep and puts it up and draws the foul in transition. That foul will be called on Annette Miller, her first, team fourth. Stops the clock with 3:13 to go in the opening quarter. Seven turnovers by Scott, Bobby. They've had three shots. Make that four shots, three of them three-pointers. A tip.
Well, they've just been totally out of any type of organized offensive flow, and that's obvious by the score.
They generally shoot 38% from the floor. Scott does overall, 58% at the free throw line. So not a real strong free throw shooting team, right, or a shooting team in general, but they do have good size. Hmm. Both these free throws are missed, and Jalen Goodwin, shortest player on the floor, got that rebound. Throws it to Miller. Miller, crossover dribble. Left blocks, draws a double team, pivots out of it. Still in trouble. Finds Goodwin. Straight away, top of the key, ball faked by Green. Give it to Goodwin. She drives off the Tabor screen, and we've got a foul as she tried to attack the rim. And the foul will be called. That'll be on Kaya Peterson, her first.
Curling in from the arc, drew the foul.
Third team foul against Scott. Cardinal girls, ball underneath their goal, up 14-1. Goodwin needs to find someone. McKeely Tabor, 17-footer, off the inbound pass, not there. Peterson with a rebound. They have released Maya. She got to the rim, put it up and in, and a fast break bucket. That draws a timeout call by Coach Graham. Bobby's got a message. He'll share.
There's no glory in getting beat up on the job. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting work done. But Ferris Commercial Mowers help you finish strong and feel good doing it with patented suspension technology. Technology that reduces the effects of uneven terrain, virtually eliminating shock to the chassis and your body, letting you mow faster and get more done. Visit Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg today for a test drive. Ferris, work hard, feel good. MontgomeryTractorSales.com. Come on in and see Randy or Phillip or any of the Montgomery Tractor crew.
14-3, Cardinal girls with the ball and the lead. Check the lineup here. Madeline Settles checks in for GRC. Her first action. Stamper returns, as does Anaya Chestnut. Those three are joined by Kanaya Jones and T. Yeast. Man-to-man by Scott. GRC will run the half court. Stamper, 17-footer, missed it short. Flying in there, T. Yeast got it. Another opportunity. Stamper between the circle, ball fake, right side to Chestnut. Chestnut wants the screen, instead goes one-on-one. Left-hand dribble, got in there, and then tried to kick it out. And that's about the only time you'll see Coach Graham get onto a player is if you have a shot and pass it up.
Either
not shooting too much,
right,
but yeah.
Either take the shot or throw it to the wing so they can dump it into the middle.
Yeah, oftentimes a bad shot's better than a turnover.
Yeah,
it may go in. Foul is going to be called on Chestnut. That's Anaya Chestnut, her first, and we're going to shoot free throws here with 2:16 to play in the first quarter. George Rogers Clark with five fouls as a team. They lead 14-3. 2:16 to go here in the first. Coach Graham is 3-0 against Scott in region tournament play. Nakia Maya comes off the bench for Scott. She has now 4 points of the game as she makes a free throw. She has another one coming. That one rimmed out. Maddie Settles comes in, got the rebound and miss to Anaya Chestnut in a hurry. Left side, finds Yeast. Return it to Chestnut. Top of the key, reverse it quickly. Card girls whipping that ball around the perimeter. Stamper trying to get rid of Maya. Behind the back dribble, runs it off to the right. Ball fake, put it up, drew contact, hit the deck, no call. Coming away, Scott, 2-on-2. Shooting, in transition, not there. Good job blocking out was Anaya Chestnut, riding her back, Spencer, but it was out of bounds off Chestnut. Stamper comes out for GRC. Jalen Green returns, and now they're going to say Cardinal girls ball. Okay.
Yeah, they missed. They called it one way, but have reversed it. So GRC with the ball.
And a big 10-point lead.
Big 10, that's right.
Sanders returns for Scott as T. Yeast drives on her, drew contact, and put up the shot. Backline help arrived, but too late, and that foul will be on Courtney Peterson.
And that was a savvy move by a sophomore, taking that to the basket, drawing the contact and knowing she was going to either get an add one or two free throws.
T. Yeast puts the free throw in. She becomes the sixth Cardinal girl player to score in this first quarter. She's an all-district performer, an all-district tournament team performer. Makes both free throws here. Shoots 73% at the free throw line. She made them both. Back up to a 16-4 lead, 12-point lead for GRC. They offer pressure. Scott gets it into the front court. Lob pass that was skipped, nearly picked by Yeast. Shot put up by Spencer from three, missed badly. Scott 0 for 4 from the three. Price, left wing, takes it top of the key, behind the back, dribbled, picked off by Green. Jalen Green, left side to Chestnut. Stop, pop, well, hit a three in transition.
Yeah, foul line extended. She just stopped, let it go while everybody else was flying to the basket.
GRC 2 of 3 in shooting that three. Up big here with a minute to play in the backcourt. Ball deflected. Settle's got her hands all over it. And Jalen Green will be called for the foul as Maddie Settles ran the point guard. Price right into Green, and Green gets the foul. And Scott will get to shoot free throws. Scott High, they were in this bonus at the 220 mark. We've got 58 seconds to play here in this opening quarter.
They're not helping themselves at the line, however.
They shoot 58% as a team on the season. And right now, they're 2 of 7 at the foul line. Price with another free throw. Patterson, a 5'8 junior, comes back in. They pull off the 5'11 Peterson here with just about a minute to play. Settles checks out for GRC. They bring the Keeley Tabor in. Second free throw made by Noel Price.
3 for 8 from the line.
Chestnut in the front court. High post pass to Jones. She was at the right elbow. Brings it out beyond the arc. Right wing pass to Yeast. Right. Crossover move. Wow. Took the baseline. Her runner not there. Tried to get the rebound. Missed, but here comes Spencer. Spencer driving. Didn't have numbers. Throws it up. Altered by Jones. Jones pulls off the miss. Cards want to run. Chestnut. Stop. Pop. Three. Yeah. Got it. Left baseline.
Boy, she set up in that left wing and was able to nail her second in a row.
13 of the 22 points in fast break scoring for the Cardinal girls. They lead 22-5. Scott turns it over again. Green with a steal, 2-on-2. Back to Green. Shot up, not there. Thought she had an and-one opportunity. Unselfish play by Chestnut. It went Green, Chestnut, get it back. And a foul at the rim.
Again, Pelford at midcourt and taking a 2-on-1 for the shot at the bucket.
13 and a half seconds to go in this opening quarter. Jalen Green at the free throw line. 2 points, two steals in the game. Left-handed junior puts this one in. She's got another one coming. 11-point per game average. Kind of one of the unsung heroes. You know, it's you talk about silent scoring or a stat sheet. You look in there, she's in double figures more often than not. Second one off the back iron. T. Yeast jumped over everyone, kept it alive, couldn't corral it, and here comes Scott. 5 on the clock. Now at 4. Price loads up a 3. Hit it at the horn. So the first basket from three-point range for Scott High came in the waning seconds. The score at the end of one quarter of play, it's 23-8 in favor of the George Rogers Clark Cardinal girls over the Scott Lady Eagles. 1 minute break, we'll be back. Second quarter play coming your way right here on your Gateway Sports Station.
When your doctor recommends that you go to a rehab unit before you return home after an injury or surgery, ask that you be referred to Windsor Care Center's rehab unit in Mount Sterling. Your spacious, comfortable room will be steps away from the rehab area where you'll receive expert physical, occupational, and speech therapy to get you back on the move after a stroke, hip fracture, or whatever might send you to a rehab unit. They'll treat you like family at the Windsor Care Center.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether they're buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
The It's 23-8 in favor of GRC girls. Scott High School with the ball to begin the second quarter, and they turn it over. Turnover number 10. McKeely Tabor with a steal goes to Jalen Green, driving, finds Miller in the paint. Miller double team. She turned it over. Scott got it right back. Price, right side of the floor, stop and go move. Good one on her. You've got good one. Miller, Yeast, Green, and Tabor on the floor for GRC. And Coach Pouncey's going to call a 30-second timeout as Noelle Price was feeling the heat of the double team from Goodwin and Tabor. Time called, 30-second timeout, back after this brief message.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Scott High School with the ball on their end of the floor. Price calling for it, takes it, drops into the backcourt. Cardinal girls going man-to-man. Goodwin overplaying the passing lane. Somehow Sanders caught it. She runs it off to the right side. Spencer got it. Give it back over. Sanders back to Spencer. The offense way out on the floor. Green knocked it away. Her third steal. On the run out. Left, got it. 15 points in fast break scoring for GRC.
35 feet from the goal on the sideline. There she comes with that pilfer.
GRC ready to double team. Patterson behind the back dribble. Got into the lane. Throws up the runner off the backboard. Not there. Tipped out. T. Yeast has it. Numbers aren't there, but she blows by the defense. And a good job by Spencer to block that shot out of bounds. And the Scott High School fans and the bench showing their pleasure for a nice hustle play.
As they should. That was an excellent defensive play.
Annette Miller to inbound the ball. Throw it out to Green. She's got it. She'll spot up with a three. Won't be there. Tipped out. Long rebound claim by Scott. And then they turn it over. GRC gets it back. Green with four steals. Sets Yeast for a three. That high arcing shot is off the back iron. Goodwin flies in, knocks it away from Ariana Patterson at 5'8". Goodwin at 5'3". She's taking them on.
She got her paw on it, but couldn't quite corral it.
Cardinal girls 3 of 6 shooting the three, but they lead 25-8. We played a minute and a half here in this second quarter. Steal by Goodwin. 13 turnovers by Scott compared to now make it 4 by GRC as the Cardinal girls have an empty trip on this possession.
Yeah, threw a high pass to the wing instead of the bounce, but they're trying to share the ball without question.
Half court trap by GRC with it out on top. 5'10 junior Peterson floats it over. Now with it Patterson. Skip pass going way up is Maya to pull it down. She's now double-teamed. Goodwin and Tabor tire up in a jump ball. Jalen Goodwin ties it up in a good show of sportsmanship by the senior Tabor, helping up Maya.
Yeah, McKaylee can get her up.
Yeah, she
she can, pull
she can
her
play.
Up.
Yeah, she can play with an edge, but that time. A little compassion.
Yeah, pulled her up right off the floor and didn't think a thing about it.
Well, the Cardinal girls now have Yeast Stamper returns, as does Kaniah Jones, Green, and Chestnut. Green with a ball, driving in, got to the rack, put it up and in. She got a step on Madeline Spencer and taking it to her dominant and strong side to left, put it up and in.
And really, really exploded, curling in from the right side to the left side of the basket, down the lane.
7 points and 4 steals for Jalen Green. Goes to the foul line. Can't complete the three-point play. She's 1 of 3 at the foul line. Scott in the front court. Patterson double team. Stamper gets a steal. Kennedy in a run out. Left-hand layup. Got it at the rim.
Gathered herself and popped it in at the 5:45 mark of the second quarter.
Coach Pouncey calling a timeout. This will be his third of the game. 5:45, as Bobby said, to play here in the first half. Cardinal girls up 21, back in 1 minute.
offering great vehicles at great prices. I'm John Greer at Dutchess Chevy Ford on the bypass of Mount Sterling.
Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling. And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
We've got 5:45 to go here in the first half. It's been GRC with a lead from the onset. They hit their first three shots and now up 29-8. Scott High School with a basketball. They need to bring it the length of the floor. Coach Pouncey has called three timeouts. He's doing what he can to try to check the momentum. But inability to take care of the ball, they have turned it over. Scott has 14 times. Need to get that press offense, and it's usually with a pass, but they're doing a lot of dribbling. Patterson goes right into a double team and turns it over after the timeout. Jalen Green puts up the shot, hit the deck, drew contact, no call, out of bound. And Coach Graham up, not protesting the call. He's calling the out-of-bounds play that he wants run. Good block in there by Kaya Peterson. She's going out. Cardinal girls with a ball underneath their goal. Chestnut caught it, right wing. High post pass flashing across the lane to Jones. Back to Chestnut. Sets Green. Her three-point shot partially blocked. Goes out of bounds. GRC will keep it. Cardinal girls, 3 of 7, shooting the three.
Yeah, she's not going to miss it 2 feet short. Had to be a fingertip in there somewhere.
Kadiah Jones will throw it in bounds. Scott playing a zone underneath the goal. Coach Pouncey saying, I want you right under the rim. He's got 5'11 Patterson standing there. Stamper takes the inbound pass left of the circle. Spins off on a dribble drive. Retreats back. Goes left side to Chestnut. Drop it into the blocks. Jones kicks it out. Stamper open three off the rim. Yeast. Big rebound. She can really leap. Got up high, gives GRC another chance. Jalen Green, three ball, got it from the right wing.
Jones with a nice pass across the lane to the top, and she nailed that three.
Jalen Green having a game. Here's a steal by Kanaya Jones to Stamper. Pull-up shot at the foul line, 15 feet, long rebound goes out. GRC had two girls battling for it, but Coach Graham likes to hustle as he retreats down the sideline. 4:40 to go here before halftime, 32-8. 32-8. Here we go.
Okay. Testing.
Pass into the left wing. Double team. Maya has it knocked away, chases it down, still driving. Right wing pass to Spencer at the right elbow, tries to get rid of it, going to the floor, digging it out there is Spencer. She took it back from Richmond. Loose ball, knocked away. Cardinal girls, they chase it down. I believe 8 of the 10 players on the floor touched the ball that time.
Yeah.
Stamper, left baseline, three ball, not there. Long rebound comes out. Jalen Green's got it. Finds Kanaya Jones. Her shot's blocked. Third block in the game there by Peterson. Sets Jalen Green, another three, got it. She's having a wonderful first half of play.
Yeah, beautiful pass that time by Jones, I believe. And here's another steal.
Steal. Green with the ball. Looking. She has it. Chases it down. She's going to try another three. Rimmed out. Kanaya Jones, rebound putback. That's in and out. Coming away with it. Scott High School on the rebound. Patterson has it taken away from her to Stamper. Scoop shot at the rim, didn't use the backboard, chases down her own miss. Stop and go, 3-on-3, trailing the play. Green, not there. Her three, and we've got a foul called on the floor. Foul is going to be called on. That'll be on Sanders. So they're going to say on Hall, but I don't even see Hall on the floor.
That was GRC's foul, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Denia Jones will pick that one up.
Yeah, she was fighting for that rebound once again.
Goodwin, Miller, Chestnut, and Tabor on the floor. GRC going small, so to speak, here. Price in the right baseline. Skip it left side. Three-point shot put up and missed by the senior Spencer. Kylie Chestnut with a rebound. Jalen Goodwin, middle of the floor. Bounce pass to Anaya Chestnut. Annette Miller comes right side, gets it over on the baseline. Chestnut down on the blocks to Tabor. In rhythm, wow. Three balls, shot it short. Tabor got a rebound for GRC. Cardinal girls owning the offensive glass. Tabor calling for it, got it. Much taller Patterson at 5'11 on her. Tabor gets it up, gives it up to Goodwin. Bounce pass on the left wing. Pick and roll, not there, but now they make it there as Chestnut found Tabor. Circle back around, Anaya kicks it out. Miller, three-point shot, top of the key, got the roll. It bounded three times. The third time was a charm.
Well, that means it's your night, 38-8.
9 points in second chance scoring for GRC, all of them three-point baskets. Maya puts up the shot on the baseline with a floater. Kylie Chestnut found herself with a two-on-one, and she took the ball rather than the backside and draws a foul. Chestnut's first foul, second on GRC as a team. And a lady that is 2 of 4 at the free throw line. Mia goes there. Her free throw is missed. Scott High School has not scored in this second quarter. We have played nearly 6 minutes. It's 38-8, GRC. Coach Graham mentioning he likes those single-digit defensive quarters right now.
It's scoreless.
Yeah.
Until then.
Maya got the free throw in.
At the 208 mark of the second quarter.
Chestnut with a pass to her sister Kylie. Cuts through, and Aya didn't get it. They go to Goodwin. Feeds Miller. Miller's going to try another three. That one's missed. Weak side rebound claimed by Scott High. Noelle Price, stop and go move. Chestnut has her deep on the right baseline. Circles around. Dangerous pass. Miller was going to shoot the lane. And credit Peterson for going to meet the ball. She not only fundamentally did that correctly, she made Miller collide with her.
Yeah, well, it was a little bit closer to it, so it was just a question of whether or not she was going to await the ball to come to her or go after.
I like it when you go get it. You know,
absolutely.
Yeah, you got to go meet the pass. Price, with a five-count on her, gets it in deep on the baseline. Peterson, a 5'11". She's a freshman. A lot of upside to her game. She's going one-on-one. Got it in deep. Up and under. Shot partially blocked by Miller. Here's Tabor on the weak side. Got the steal. Tabor. Left side of the circle. Bounce pass to Chestnut. Over to Kylie Chestnut. Back to Anaya. Anaya driving left to the lane. Feeds Miller. Her shot not there. Rebound comes out. Annette's got it. Touch pass to Goodwin. Sets Kylie Chestnut. She'll try her hand at a three. Ball kept alive. McKinley Tabor with another offensive rebound and a jump ball called. Bobby, the Cardinal girls just owning the offensive backboard.
No question. And once they get it, when they put it down, they take it into traffic, and that's why they've had some tie-ups there. But they are totally dominant in the first 15 minutes of this one without question.
Annette Miller gets a breather. She had a little equipment issue, a shoe issue. Kanaya Jones comes in. Miller with 3 points. She's 1 of 5 shooting, but she does have a steal and 3 rebounds. In the front court, double teamed by Mia, and she just throws it in the back court. Pressure defense, and you get up here near midcourt. You've got the sideline and the midcourt line. Yeah. And a double team, nowhere to go, and Coach Pouncey just talking to his staff.
Yeah, the corner of Coffin, okay.
Yes.
And then you throw it in the back court, and the party's over.
Less than a minute to play before half. Jones driving in. She got in the paint, got to put it up. She's still in there, flashes high, now takes a pass. Jones driving, puts up the runner, banked it in. She's passed up some shots, Bobby, but not that one.
Not that one. Did a nice job that time of curling under the basket for the layup.
Double team. And Spencer in a tight spot. And Coach Pouncey has used 3 of his timeouts. And it's a 40-9 lead for the Cardinal girls. 1 point scored in the second quarter by Scott. Scott High, they brought fans in here. GRC has attended well. Their fans. Maya trying to go one-on-one. Chestnut shuts her down. They throw it out on top, behind the back dribble. Peterson, you're going to get in trouble there, and that's going to be a five count. Or no, they're going to call an offensive foul on the screen by Maya. You know, you get in the habit of doing the behind the back dribble, but when the pressure's on you, that's not a good way to free yourself.
And they've been
if you're not advancing.
No, they've been a little bit out of sorts doing things that they normally do during the season to get out of trouble, but not working against this GRC squad.
Pull up mid-range jumper by Anaya Chestnut's good from the left elbow.
All of a sudden, we've got a 33-point cush.
And another turnover by Scott. They have turned the ball over 22 times here in this first half. Almost 8 seconds left. Into Jones, back to Goodwin. Goodwin glances up the clock. She got ahead of herself in the dribble, just trying to play a little too fast. Coach Cribb said, just don't foul. Settle it down.
Well, you had 8 seconds, and she dribbles that ball high anyway, and that one got off of her fingertip into a defender, and she collided with her trying to get it.
Into Peterson, to Price. At the horn, her three-point shot bounces off the front of the rim. First half of the 10th region opening round opening game in the books. The Cardinal fans stand and applaud as the cheerleaders cheer for the GRC girls headed off to the locker room. Scott High School, the opponent. And your score at halftime, it's 42-9 in favor of George Rogers Clark. 42-9, the halftime score. I'm Joel Bennett, Bobby Baldwin here with me. We will step aside for a two-minute break. When we come back, we'll have a halftime show that will include game scoring stats and summary. All that straight ahead right here on your Gateway Sports Station.
Hi, I'm Alan Johnson, Market President of People's Exchange Bank in Mount Sterling. At People's Exchange Bank, we're more than just your bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your trusted financial partners. With our local decision-making process, you won't have to wait for approval from a distant corporate office. We're here to listen, understand, and provide solutions that work for you. Visit us in person or find us online at pebank.com.
People's Exchange Bank, your trusted banking partner. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Porter Group is a different kind of insurance agency. We do more than just Medicare. When was the last time you had your life insurance reviewed? Do you have the new kind of life insurance? We will review your whole life, term life, final expense, and universal life policies. We can help you with them all. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review. That's 606-780-1387.
If you don't know about the affordable quality healthcare services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
halftime, 42-9. GRC Cardinal girls leading Scott High School, the Lady Eagles, here in the opening round, opening game of the 10th region tournament. Cardinal girls led from the onset, and they've never looked back. They hit their first free shots of the ball game. That would be actually a precursor of what would then transpire. They have played well. They have turned Scott High School over a lot in this game. 23-8 at the end of the first half. Scott managed only 1 point in that second quarter, while GRC is able to build up a 42-9 lead at halftime. Bobby, it's been all GRC, and we knew they had the defense to create turnovers, but this is one of their better offensive rebounding games. There have been multiple shots every trip.
You're exactly right, and when you jump out 12-0, just beyond the three-minute mark of the first quarter, and then extend that thing out, something has to be clicking. And in this case, the offensive rebounding has been strong, the shooting has been strong, the ball movement has been good, and at times they have overpassed, which has prevented them from getting even more points. But you'd rather basically see that than to see selfishness. So excellent first half of region play in game one for the Lady Cards, and they are well postured to advance to Friday night semifinals here at intermission.
Coach Eric Pouncey Jr., his Scott High School Lady Eagles, the thing about his team, I mean, they're down 42-9 at halftime. You're not going to get that kind of lead back in the third quarter. And but what do you tell your team? Let's just take care of the ball and finish strong. Let's finish this on a positive note.
Try to do that and do what you can to prevent GRC from scoring five more points to get that running clock underway. So we will just see, because once it gets to 35, then that clock will run the rest of the game. So
Could move fast, and could happen real quick,
too. It could, but, you know, the key is they need to bring the ball up court, but they need to bring it up under control and with the floor well spread, but need to pass that ball quickly and try to get themselves more than one or two good open shots this half, because they didn't have but one or two in that entire first half.
Looking at some of the unofficial team numbers in the first half of play, George Rogers Clark Cardinals, 6 of 17 from behind the arc. They cooled off a bit. They had hit three of their first four attempts. They're 6 of 17 from three-point shooting. Scott High School, 1 of 7. 5 turnovers committed by GRC. There have been 22 turnovers by the Lady Eagles. Second chance scoring, it's 11-1 edge in favor of GRC. Fast break scoring, a 17-2 edge for the Cardinal girls. At the foul line, GRC in this game, they are 5 of 9 at the free throw line. Scott High School, they are 4 of 10. Individually, for the Lady Eagles, 5 points for Nakia Maya off the bench. She's got 5, and again, 4 points by Noelle Price. That's been all the scoring. There have been 5 other players that have played, but have yet to score. For GRC, the Cardinal girls got 13 points and 4 steals from Jalen Green in the first half off the GRC bench. 8 points for Anaya Chestnut. You also have in scoring 4 points by Kennedy Stamper, 3 for Kylie Chestnut, T. Yeast with 2, 6 points for Kanaya Jones, 3 points for McKeely Tabor, 3 points for Annette Miller. Yet Jalen Goodwin and Madeline Settles both played, but they have yet to score. We are here at halftime, neither team coming out. Now the Cardinal girls emerge from the locker room. Second half play about to get underway, 42-9 in favor of GRC. 2-minute timeout. When we come back, it'll be second half play coming your way back after this 2-minute break.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park, or give them a call, 498-4490.
His name is Kelly Johnson. He's a dentist in Mount Sterling, and his reputation is simple. He offers quality care at affordable prices, and you get it from a dentist whose staff truly cares about their patients. The Sterling Family Dental Care Center is located at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. Make sure your children have quality dental health care. It'll put your mind at ease. Dr. Johnson can help every member of your family. And when it comes to cosmetic dentistry, you'll get the latest from Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future?
Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement, you want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Big halftime lead here for the reigning 10th region champs, the GRC Cardinal girls, and again, winners of six of the last seven regional titles, seven of the last 10, and Coach Graham, he is 3-0 versus Scott in region play, region tournament play, I should say, 10-3 overall against Scott High, and GRC, I don't know, this lead could be insurmountable. I mean, 42-9, and they scored, Scott got 1 point.
Yeah, in that second quarter, and they had to work hard to earn it when you get right down to it. Just completely overmatched here during the first two quarters of play, and GRC will keep the pressure on. You can bet your boots, and even if this does get into a running clock mode with some of his non-starters on the court, he'll still pick it up.
We may have a non-starter here. We've got, I see Coach Graham's talking to the official. Maybe some of his girls, I don't know that I'm privy to say, but I saw some of the girls come in and then they went back in the locker room. Maybe some equipment issues, but we're going to go.
Okay.
We're going to go. He's saying I'll put a five out there. I've got players. So it'll be Jalen Green, Kanaya Jones, Kennedy Stamper, McKeely Tabor, and inbounding the ball, T.E.
Starting five.
Cardinal girls with the ball and the lead. Big lead at that. Stamper, right of the lane, bounce past T.E. between the circle, left wing, they go to Green. Comes around with a dribble, brings Patterson with her. They keep it on the left side of the floor. Driving in, Yeast feeds Stamper, ball fake. Kennedy got to the right elbow. Ball faked by Jones, kick it back out. Stamper, step back three, missed it. Long rebound comes out. It goes to the Cardinal bench. It'll be possession two, Scott High.
Cards with good ball movement and a great first shot. It didn't go, but they're still in rhythm.
Pressure by GRC. Scott breaks it into the front court, but then Kanaya Jones got a steal. They take it right back. Scott does. Driving in, Price hooks it over. Ball fake out there way on the floor. With it now is Patterson. Patterson, a 5'8", gives it up. 5'8 junior passes over. Now making her move is a 5'9 junior, Peterson. Peterson to Price on the baseline. Mia, who had five in the first half off the bench to lead the way. Stop and go move. Puts it up. Blocked by Jalen Green. Taken away by Kanaya Jones. Cardinal girls have it. Green, middle of the floor, between the circle. Angles to the left. Lost it. Stolen there. Price has it. Two on one. Price at the rim. Put it up and in. Their second fast break bucket of the game.
Got the run out, but still had a contest at the rim.
Stamper. Angles off to the right. Now she'll circle back around. Scott staying with a man-to-man. GRC in the half-court set. Screen down, pop out Yeast, left wing, pick and roll. Oh. Nice bounce pass delivery, put up and in by Jones. Bobby, the only pass was a bounce pass, and she nailed it.
It worked. A nice give and go off the left side for the deuce.
GRC putting pressure. We played 2 minutes here in the third. Here's a steal by Green, her fifth. Her layup is good.
And there's the 35-point lead, 46-11 here, 6 minutes left.
So we got a running clock here early in the third. Patterson tries to dribble through traffic again. Green had it, lost it, give it back to Scott High. Peterson takes contact as she drove the left side of the lane. McKeely Tabor couldn't slide over and cut her off, and Tabor draws the foul. That'll be her first, team first here in the third. Green out, Miller comes in.
One thing about it, she didn't necessarily cut her off the way you want to, but she did stop her.
No, that's true. It was a bone-jarring stop.
Yeah.
Scott High with the ball on their end of the floor. Running clock here in the third. Cardinal girls with a 35-point lead. Jones got a steal. 2-on-2 to Miller at the rim. Couldn't get it. Rebound taken by Jones. Saves it in to Stamper. Yeast with a ball fake. Her runner banked it up and in. She likes that bank shot.
Bank shot, and she just sort of shoveled that one in. Nice movement.
Driving in, shot put up, and that one banked in almost just like the T. Yeast runner as Peterson gets her first bucket.
48-13 Lady Cards.
Stamper in the front court. Left-hand dribble. She pounds it on the floor. She's between the circle. Here at Bourbon County High. Sets T. Yeast. Her three-point shot is missed. Tabor was boxed out, but she comes flying in. It'll be possession to Scott High. It'll be Scott High with the basketball. Got a little equipment issue right now. Run down some of the scoring. 6 in the game for Yeast. 15 in the game for Jalen Green, leading all scores for GRC. 8 scored by Jones. Those are the top three for the Cardinal girls, who lead 48-13 midway through this third quarter. Price trying to shake Stamper, can't do it, floats a pass. Patterson runs into a double team. Return it to Price. Diagonal pass left side of the lane now, pulling it out beyond the circle. Patterson runs into a double team. The spacing not real good, and part of that's due to GRC's defense. They'll run you into a defender.
Yeah, they'll stick with their assignment, and you get three of them over there together, and all of a sudden you have poor spacing.
Second foul on Yeast, team second in the third. Patterson with a 5-count on her gets it into Price. On this Scott High team, they've got one senior out of 15 players, one senior. And she's got the ball right now, Madeline Spencer.
How about that?
Backdoor cut, and Price missed at the rim. Rebounded by McKeely Tabor as Spencer made a nice pass on a backdoor cut and a foul called. That'll be on Price. Second on her, team first.
Most open look of the night on the give and go. She got it, put it up, missed it, and then frustration foul on the rebound attempt.
It was by far the best offensive play Coach Pouncey's girls have executed.
Sure. Sometimes it just doesn't drop.
Sanders, a junior, checks in for that senior, Spencer. No, Spencer stays in. Excuse me. Different sub. Jones with Stamper shooting. Patterson flies at her from three. Not there. Kanaya Jones with a rebound. Her shot's blocked as she tried to put it up. Peterson got the rejection. Cardinal girls 7 of 20 in shooting the three. But clock that, rolling.
That hot start got them rolling.
Sure did. Approaching 2 minutes to go here in the third. GRC with that 35-point lead that keeps this clock running. It's running while Stamper fixes her shoelace. Now she's ready to go. Finds Chestnut. 3-point shot. Rimmed it off. Tabor tried to keep it alive. Scott had released a player, but it is foiled. Maya had released on the Stamper shot. She made a run out, but the Lady Eagles couldn't find her.
Anaya Chestnut back to knock it out of bounds.
Spencer, high post pass to Patterson. Leave it on the baseline. Trying to make her move is Sanders. Her shot is blocked by Miller. A late whistle, but a foul called. Kennedy Stamper picks up her third foul, team third of this third quarter. Minute 23 showing on the clock as Sanders scores her first point in the game. Makes the free throw. Another free throw coming. It's a really a quick free throw, quick release by Sanders. She made them both. Quite effective. Jones floats it to Chestnut. Races into front court. Passes to Miller, left wing. Stamper off the curl, can't get the shot. They put the taller Peterson on her. Kennedy got rid of it to Miller. Wow. Miller, crossover dribble. Got to the rim, put it in. Started on the left, finish on the right.
Finish on the right, and a little zig and zag on the way to the deuce.
5 points in the game for Miller. Peterson with a three. She hit it. Second three-point shot of the game for Scott. Inside a minute and the clock rolling. Cardinal girls with the ball in the big lead. Jones got away, got deep, but missed at the rim. Spencer throws it in the front court. Peterson, left side, picked up on a double team. They reverse it right side. Patterson, 5'8 junior, goes to the baseline. Maya takes the pass, ball fake, and a runner. She's fouled. The official will report this foul. It'll be on Chestnut, her second, team fourth. Mahia will go to the free throw stripe. She is 3 of 6 on the line. 5 points in the game. Coming off the Lady Eagle bench, she has led them in scoring. She makes a free throw here. Coach Pouncey walking the sideline, hands in hips, kind of rubbing his brow. Coach Graham, an unfamiliar posture. He's actually sitting in a chair on the sideline. Both free throws made by Mahia. Scott fans applaud her. Cardinal girls with a ball and a 30-point lead. 15 on the clock. In the front court, Jones over to Miller. Miller drives with 10 to play in the third. Over to Tabor. Ball fake. 15-footer. Put it up. Missed it. On the rebound, Spencer got it. 2 seconds. Unaware of the clock. Now they launch it. That won't go. As we have played three quarters of basketball here in the 10th Region Tournament, your score at the end of three complete quarters, 50 for GRC, 20 for the Scott High Lady Eagles. 1 minute break. We'll be back. Fourth and final quarter coming your way right here on your Gateway Sports Station.
Pros know that there's a right tire for every job, like the new Mastercraft Courser Trail Truck and SUV tire. With biting grooves that lock into snow to improve handling in winter conditions, and innovative tread compounding for rugged durability, the Mastercraft Courser Trail has everything you'd expect from a premium tire, except the price. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
As we begin the fourth quarter, Scott High School with the ball as they run the weave. GRC switching on defense as they hand it off on the weave. Finally get it to the baseline. Shot missed. Weak side rebound. Put up and in. That one's put up by Peterson. She's got 7 points in the game.
Right place, right time for that putback.
Anaya Chestnut's shot is blocked. Her runner. Miller had the rebound. Had it taken away. Scott High with the ball. Actually, a drive and a shot put up there by Sanders. She'll go to the line. The foul is going to be on Jalen Goodwin. Goodwin's third. First in the fourth quarter.
Time called. Bobby's got a message he'll share.
Want a mower that's tough enough to break all of the rules. Want everything without sacrificing anything. Want performance for the long haul at an unbeatable value. The perfect balance of power and performance. A bad boy mower. Packed with power, muscle, simplicity, and comfort the pro in you demands. It's that time of year. It's your time. You deserve a bad boy. See Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg for your bad boy mower today. MontgomeryTractorSales.com. Mow with an attitude.
GRC calls the timeout. They send out on the floor after that break Miller, Green, Goodwin, Yeast, and Anaya Chestnut at the foul line. Sanders will be there to shoot two. She just made her last two in the third quarter. She missed the first one, and if you bat an eye, you'll miss it. She got a quick release at the foul line.
And doesn't put much air under the ball to boot.
Line drive shot. Right at the rim, buddy. It crawls over, and she goes one of two. Cardinal girls looking at Scott High School putting a full court press on GRC. Cardinals get it in the front court. Green split the defense, lost the ball. Jalen Goodwin put it up and in.
Look what I found.
So Goodwin with her first basket, 17 points in second chance scoring for the Cardinal girls. And here's a steal by Chestnut. Anaya's got it, two on two, left side, circles around, finds a trailer, Goodwin, kick it out to Green, spot up three, yes, from the right wing.
Foul line extended, got the pass from Jalen to the arc, and the tray is hit.
18 points for Green. Shot missed on the runner by Maya, Goodwin with a rebound, Jalen driving in, feeds Green, pull up, made it, and one coming. She had to stop on a dime. That was the old-style break where you get the ball in the middle of the floor, you take a lane. They found Green on the right side, stop and pop.
Boy, she's instant offense when she gets ready to pull that trigger. More often than not, it's in the bucket.
Foul is put there on Kaya Peterson. That's her second, team first. Jalen Green completes a three-point play.
58-23, Lady Card, 6:24 remaining in this one.
Scott High brings the senior back in, Madeline Spencer. 5'6 guard coming out is Patterson. GRC sends Maddie Settles, Kylie Chestnut into the game. Those two players join T. Yeast, Annette Miller, and Jalen Goodwin on the floor. Approaching 6 minutes to play. Run and jump out on top. I'm telling you, that behind-the-back dribble, yeah, you get used to doing it in practice, and it may get you in the flow of your move, but if you're not advancing the ball, there's not enough time to do that with a double team coming.
Yeah, and when the pressure comes quickly.
Yeah, it been a lot of turnovers, but four or five of them have been on a behind-the-back dribble off a double team. Yeast rubs off the screen by Miller, and she beat him to the hoop and put it in.
Yeah, she left two of them in her tracks that time, 60-23.
Nice score by Yeast. Good screen by Miller. Patterson going one-on-one, and Annette Miller dropping down to help as Patterson flashed across the lane. Miller, well, I thought Miller drew the foul, but they're going to say T. Yeast. That's her second. Would be the team second in the fourth quarter. Yeast comes out. Kylie Stakeland checks in for the Cardinal girls, who lead 60-23. 5 minutes to play in this game. Opening round, opening game of the region tournament. Spinning, shooting, and scoring. Good-looking freshman, Courtney Peterson, 5'11". Bobby, she's got a lot of upside.
She really does. Her movement is good. Her athletic ability is apparent, and she's strong.
Yeah. I agree. Good way to describe her game. Stakeland to the other Kylie, and Chestnut's shot is blocked at the rim by that player, Peterson. Lead pass up here to Spencer. Launched a three, banked it, missed it. Chestnut tried to get the rebound, but Scott claims it. Another three. This one not there by Price. Settles with the rebound. Comes out on a hurry. Down the right side. Keeps the dribble. Crosses over. Got in the paint. Kick it out. Good one. Passed up a three. Stakeland looked at it. She goes to Miller deep in the right corner. Annette, crossover dribble. Driving, just got a little too deep. Momentum took her under. Good shot, didn't finish.
Oh, had a great look.
Scott High, and here's the senior. Hope she makes it. She didn't. Rebound put back up and in. That one by Courtney Peterson.
Peterson in the right place at the right time, and strong, emphatic board and put back.
Madeline Spencer, the senior, trying to get in the books here, the only senior on this team, settles with a runner. Missed it. Kylie Stakeland used the board. Kylie got her own rebound back and draws the foul.
Why do they want to coax it in over the rim when all they have to do is slam it against that backboard and it's automatic?
Hey, the bank's open. Oh, I love the backboard. Third foul on Peterson.
She stayed with it, though, and she's
sure
on the line for two.
Stakeland will be at the free throw line. Makes that free throw.
3:30 remaining. Cards break 60. That's 61-27. And Kylie with another free throw.
Stakeland with that free throw made is now 8 of 10 on the season. And it'd be 8 of 11. That one didn't go. And loose ball batted around as GRC sends some reserves in. We'll set the lineup. Settles comes in. She returns. Settles, Stakeland, Bowser, Cecil, and Howard on the floor for GRC in the remaining 3 minutes. Coach Steve Anderson up. He's directing traffic. He knows his girls. He knows his JV girls, doesn't he?
That's his group.
Spencer, the senior, bounce pass to a backdoor cut by Price. She put it up and in. Scored in traffic. Wasn't like it was an open layup, so Price in traffic scores. Settles, goes to Stakeland. Kylie driving in, throws it out. Bowser with it. Settles has it. Top of the key. Ball fake. Drives it off to the left side. Checked there by Price. Out to Stakeland. Cardinal girls will run the offense against this man-to-man. Bounce pass on the wing. Cecil puts it on the floor. She had a shot from 10 feet. Tried to run it all the way in. Lost it. It'll be still GRC's ball. That mid-range jumper is available.
That stop and pop is right there.
Stakeland to throw it in. Finds Settles. Hand it off. Stakeland right side of the floor. GRC spacing the floor. They spread it out. Howard comes up to the elbow. Screens down. Pop out Bowser. She's got it left wing. Pick and roll. Not there. Bowser over. Settles. Drop it right baseline. She'll screen. GRC with a good passing game. Euro step by Stakeland is missed. Rebound followed by Howard. Blocked at the rim. Throw it in the front court. Sanders trying to get free. Scott with a ball. Price throws a high lob. Caught, and then Howard with a block shot, but a foul. As the big player Peterson hit the deck. That'll be on Leah Howard, her first. Team third.
She had Maddie Settles offering help on the backside, but she got her as she went up for that over-the-top pass and the attempted shot.
Ooh. Free throw missed badly by Peterson. She has 4 points in the game.
That looked like one of mine there.
61-29. And now they make it 30. I don't know how you hit the backboard on one and strip the net on the other, but she did.
But she got it down.
Did. 61-30. Cardinal girls with the ball. Minute and a half to play. GRC, a lot of dribbling, and Scott just took it away. Coming into the front court, Spencer, the senior, passes on the wing. She's calling for it back. Price running at baseline. Settles, checked her there. Spencer cut through, didn't get it. They go out to Peterson, got a step on Howard. 3-point shot put up and in. A girl fresh off the bench, Brianna Hall, hit a three.
That might be the highlight of her season.
Yeah, Coach Bouncy and the fans all stand and applaud. Settles, pull up, 15-footer, shot it woefully short. She had Spencer flying out at her, and Coach Pouncey's going to pull his lone senior off, and her teammates give her a hug. She is the
There are two seniors, Brianna Hall. I missed that one.
Clock running while they're doing all this hugging out there.
Hall hit the three in her game, so both seniors for Scott High have scored in this game. And the Lady Eagles fans applauding. There are two seniors that come off the floor. Price throws it over, and you got Patterson with a long three. That one's missed. Crashing the boards. Still playing hard, both teams. It goes out of bounds.
Not gonna, that's
and I don't believe that possession's going to matter because the horn should sound right now. Game over. Cardinal girls advance. GRC, in defense of their title, take care of the opening round here over Scott High School in a runaway, 61-33. GRC never trailed in this game. Big lead. They held it. They run it out, and they advance to play on. We're going to take a two-minute break. When we come back, we'll have post-game show, stats, comments, all that coming up after these messages.
Every sandwich has bread. Every burger has a bun. But these warm, golden, smooth steam buns, these are special. Reserved for the very best. The Filet-O-Fish and you.
Right now, get two crispy Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $6, but only for a limited time at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Single item at regular price cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Tired of all those trips to the pharmacy? With Whitaker Pharmacy's MedSync program, they'll simplify things for you. You'll pick up all your prescriptions once a month. Those who use the program are less likely to miss a dose of their medication. And when you transfer your prescriptions to Whitaker Pharmacy, you'll get a free MedSync pill box. 9-6 weekdays and 9-2 on Saturday. Phone 498-3141. Terms and conditions apply. Whitaker Pharmacy on the Mount Sterling Bypass next to People's Exchange Bank.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
Joel Bennett here, Bobby Baldwin with me. Cardinal girls win here in the opening round. Opening game, 61-33. I mentioned, Bobby, they led at the onset. They never turned the lead loose. They dominant performance, turned them over, turned Scott over 22 times in the first half. That set the tone.
Set the tone, 42-9 at intermission. Pretty much says it all. Now, GRC was outscored 24-19 in the second half, but by then the deal was well decided. So very impressive performance by GRC, and they will be playing Friday night in the semifinals.
So we are going to be, let's look at some of the unofficial team numbers here in the game. Again, GRC wins. The score is 61-33. It was 42-9 at halftime, so you kind of get a feel that if you were with us, the game got away. Looking at the three-point shooting, 7 of 22, that's the shooting for GRC behind the arc, while it was 3 of 13 for Scott High School. 10 turnovers by the Cardinal girls, 27 miscues by the Lady Eagles of Scott High. Second chance scoring, it was a 17-3 edge in favor of GRC. Fast break scoring, 26-4. In favor of the Cardinal girls. At the foul line, GRC goes 7 of 12, while Scott High School, they shoot 10 of 18. Individually for Scott, Noel Price led them with 8 points. 7 scored off the bench for Nakia Maya. You had seven also scored by the all-tournament team player representative, Kaya Peterson. She got that award for Scott High. 5 points for the 5'11 freshman Peterson, 3 points each for the senior Brianna Hall, and 3 of 4 at the foul line for Jayla Sanders. For the Cardinals of GRC, 21 points and 5 steals for Jalen Green. She had a fantastic game. The only player in double figures, but you had 8 scored by Kanaya Jones to go along with her 8 rebounds and 3 blocked shots. 8 in the game for Anaya Chestnut. 6 points scored by T. Yeast. Yeast had a good all-round game. 5 scored by Annette Miller. 4 points for Kennedy Stamper. The other scoring, 3 points for Kylie Chestnut. 3 scored by McKeely Tabor. It was 2 points for Jalen Goodwin. 1 point for Kylie Stakeland. And a host of other Cardinal players played, but did not score in this game. Again, a final 61-33. Bobby, we're going to cover this second game. It'll be over on our sister station, 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, or online at WMSTradio.com. It'll be Nicholas County and Mason County. So we're going to have a sea of blue in here. Both schools.
There's no question that it has already invaded us.
They keep filing in as second part of this doubleheader opening round. So the Cardinal girls have punched their ticket into the semis on Friday. Right now, let's take a 1 minute commercial break. When we come back, we'll wrap it up here at Bourbon County High School, where the Cardinal girls win the opening game. Back in 1 minute.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, Superintendent of Montgomery County Schools, giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
Cardinal girls win this one as we get ready for the second part of this doubleheader as GRC picks up the win in the final. It's 61-33, and see if we can hand Coach Graham a headset and get him on the mic as he's making his way around. Cardinal girls win this one in a final, 61-33. Head coach Robbie Graham here. And Coach Graham, that's step one. One down and hopefully two to go. You girls set the tone early.
Yeah, we've had some really good practice sessions, and you know I'm glad to see that pay off. Had a great start, got on the heels a little bit. Our pressure, you know, kind of got them. They're throwing the ball away a little bit. We got some turnovers, got some easy baskets, and you know we feed off of that. Once we're making baskets, we can get in our press. And our girls competed. You know, we did a heck of a job on the boards. You were worried about rebounds. They were so much bigger than we were.
I was saying, Bobby, we hadn't had an offensive rebounding game like this. It was awesome. You had 4 girls that had 4 to 5.
Yes, they were really crashing the boards. That was the point of emphasis, you know. Go rebound the basketball. Make them box you out. Make them move their feet. Go get the ball. And we did a good job. I mean, they executed game plans, got important to a team.
Well, and Coach Graham, you're listening to comments from him. His team turned over Scott 22 times in the first half. Had a 26-4 edge in fast break scoring. And, Coach, that's your MO?
Yeah, it is. And we wanted to make them run. We felt like we had an advantage in transition. We watched a little film. Their scores are usually, 30, 40s. And, we wanted to get it up. We wanted to get 60 points on the board. And we wanted to really make them run and get out in transition and push it hard.
Your girls are fresh. They're in good shape. You're running 10 in there in the first half. Jalen Green came in, 21 points, 6 steals, 4 offensive boards. not everybody has that luxury off the bench.
No, not at all. She's been, last couple games, she's been struggling a little bit with her shot. She stayed after a couple days and really worked on her shot. And, you know, she's feeling a lot better. I'll tell them, it could be anybody any night. You know, it doesn't matter who it is. You know, we want to win. It's about the front of the jersey, not the back of the jersey. They don't care who gets the credit. You know, we were overpassed a little bit there in the first half. Like, guys, don't shoot the ball. It's okay, you know.
Yeah, that's what we said. You know, Coach Graham, about the only time he'll scold or stomp his foot is if you pass up a shot. And 61-33, head coach Robbie Graham, the reigning 10th region champion. Win this one. Coach, we'll let you go, but what's in store for you from here moving on to the semis? You sticking around a little
while? Yeah, we'll watch this half of this. Rest is so important right now. You know, even it's kind of early, but rest is so important, so we'll watch half of this. And then tomorrow we'll go over everything, individual instruction, a lot of ball handling, shooting stuff. We'll talk about our opponent a little bit tomorrow. And then we'll get after it really hard on Wednesday, go up and down quite a bit. And then Thursday we'll back up a little bit and be ready. You know, we'll basically got to prepare for three teams.
Yeah,
you know,
because
in a short span, because you never know.
And you haven't seen either one of these.
No.
Whoever you're going to play.
Right. Yep, exactly. So the team will play Friday, and then, you know, the team, you know, hopefully we win that one, and then, you know, you don't know who's going to win after us. So
sure.
We'll be preparing for three teams, basically.
Well, your team was prepared tonight, no doubt about it.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Well,
look forward to seeing you on Friday.
Head coach Robbie Graham, his team wins 61-33. That's going to do it for our coverage here. If you want to hear game two, please go to 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, WMSTradio.com. We'll be covering it there. So for Hayes McMakin, Tim back to the station, Bobby here, and our Gateway Radio Works crew, we'll, let's go play another one, okay, Bob?
Well, Arnie Banks used to say it better than anybody, that old Chicago Cubs.
So let's play two.
Let's play two. We'll be back here for this second game very soon, so as Joel said, you can pick it up on our sister stations, and ought to be a good one between two teams who met once before this year and might see a different result this time.
It's Mason County taking on Nicholas County. Mason County, Nicholas County. We will step aside. We will rejoin on WMST in 10 minutes. So we'll hand it over, and during this transition time, we will rejoin WMST in 10 minutes. Thanks for listening. So long.
You've been listening to Montgomery County High School Basketball on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com. Tonight's game was sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, MSU Foundation, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Windsor Care Center. Tune in all season long for Montgomery County High School Basketball on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.